This morning, in a joint statement, the Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk and Queensland State Minister for Environment and Heritage, Stephen Miles, and the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships, Mark Ferner, announced that Cape York land, which had been earmarked in the 1980s for a spaceport, has been formally returned to its traditional owners. The spaceport was mooted to be the world's first commercial site from which satellites would be launched into orbit. Well, it didn't eventuate. When the Bilkey-Pearson government announced the spaceport plans in 1986, land was taken. Premier Palaszczuk said today that the Queensland government didn't bother to consult the traditional owners, they just took the land. The Premier said, and we quote, "It was wrong, and today my government has returned Bromley to its rightful owners," end of quote. The land title deeds for 160,730 hectares of Cape York's Bromley district was formally signed in Cairns by Mark Ferner on behalf of the Queensland government. The owners are the Wuthati, the Kukuyao, and the Northern Kanju people. Ferner said that Bromley's traditional owners had been right to see the ill-fated spaceport as an enormous threat to the region's unique cultural and natural heritage. Now, Bromley is on the eastern coast of Cape York and should not be confused with a separate spaceport proposal at Weeper on the west coast of the peninsula. Bromley is to the north of Temple Bay. With this morning's announcement made great mention of national parks, scenic areas, threatened culturally significant plants, animals and vegetation. Apparently Stephen Miles, who is also Minister for National Parks and the Great Barrier Reef, considers plants and vegetation to be different. However, although I have never been to Bromley, I have spoken to people who have been to the proposed site of the rocket launch pads and associated support structures. The photographs they showed me revealed the site to be scrubland of no particular ecological value. Ultimately, the spaceport did not come to fruition because the politics and economics of the space business changed during the decade from the mid-1980s to the mid-1990s.